It's the Rat Race. Now, Stone Temple Pilots tickets up for grabs on the No Sweat News quiz. So keep these stories in mind. And it's Dateline Florida. Oh, Florida, what would the No Sweat News do without you?
Here we go.
And it's always nice when we have a video backup for the No Sweat News. Can be found at WRAT.com or on Facebook.com/95.9TheRat. Because police in Pembroke Pines, Florida, are looking for a woman who shoplifted more than $300 worth of clothes from a store back in April. And she is particularly of interest because as she grabbed the clothes off the shelves and put them in her bag, she was twerking the whole time.
I am watching this.
Yes.
On WRT.com.
She's pretty good, right, Dave?
Not bad, actually.
There she is.
She's got moves.
She's got back. I'll say, you know that song, I Like Big Butts, I Don't Lie, right? That one?
Sir Mix-a-Lot.
This was written for her.
She's got big yellow pants a la Hulk Hogan. Like, she's got almost a Hogan outfit.
Who was that guy in the 80s who wore the parachute pants?
Yeah, right, Hammer.
She's filling them out.
It's like a combination of Hulk Hogan and MC Hammer.
But she's tonight, police are trying to identify a pair of twerking shoplifters caught on surveillance video stealing from a Pembroke Pines store.
You move it, sister.
I guess if you're going to shoplift, you might as well have a good time doing it.
You go, girl. So trying to track her down, they have released a surveillance video, and it's all around the news, so if you recognize... Maybe she thought her butt was so big that it would block out her face and she would not be able to be identified. I don't know.
It's possible.
I don't claim to be an expert in these things.
It's the old magician thing. You make them look at something big and shiny, and then when they're looking the other way, you take what you got.
Sleight of hand.
Sleight of hand.
Yeah. Look over here while I steal all these clothes.
It would not have been the worst... By the way, strategy in the world, if only her friend was the one doing the shoplifting and she's like in the middle doing
Smart.
The twerking,
Smart.
There's no way that they would have gotten found out. But the fact that she also shoplifted.
Yeah, I hear you.
That was a bad move.
It's a bad move. See, we always figure these things out on the No Sweat News. Now, Dateline Baltimore for story number two. You know, there's a ton of gun violence going on in Baltimore, and the new mayor there has an interesting idea on how to deal with it.
Uh-oh.
Boxing matches.
Boxing matches.
He is suggesting that instead of drive-bys, he's saying that the city should set up a boxing ring in the Civic Center, capacity 14,000, and have the young men who are mostly responsible for this crime lace up and literally fight it out.
I am just being honest. This guy clearly watches The Wire, a show about gun violence and crime in Baltimore.
Right.
And in season four, they set up a boxing ring
right.
to get the street hoods into doing it like right. that.
So that's his suggestion.
Yeah. Well, watching TV.
It's either he watched The Wire or... It's Baltimore. It's quite likely that he has a big investment in a company that rents out boxing equipment.
Oh, hell yeah. Probably both.
Right.
He probably watched The Wire and said, you know what? I got a little something in this for me, too.
Exactly.
How about taking the guns away from the people shooting
well,
each other?
Now, Dave.
Okay, I don't know. I get crazy. That was a nutty idea.
Silly.
Never mind. Just keep ripping off TV shows.
You think that's a bad idea?
Huh?
This is the worst business investment ever.
Worst investment?
Worst investment ever. Here you go.
Oh, I got here.
Dateline, Sweden. Lookout bicycles. Move over e-scooters. Get out of my way skateboards. There's a new product on the market for people looking to rent a quick mode of transportation. And that product is Pogo Sticks.
Pogo stick.
Company called Kangaroo from Sweden introduced Pogo sticks that you rent just like e-scooters. You know, you take it from one part of town to the other part of time, and then you leave it there.
Right, on a scooter or a bike, that makes sense.
Pogo sticks is the new idea, Dave. And then you pogo from one spot to the next, then you leave your pogo stick there for somebody else to rent.
I'm going to invest in this company. Hold on. Let me see how I'm doing. Oh, man. Where did all my money go?
Uh-huh.
How come my bank account now says zero?
The first American city that will get the pogo sticks from Kangaroo is San Francisco.
I was going to say something in the Midwest.
No,
because, you know.
You would think a flat city would be really.
With all due respect to our friends in Iowa, people in Des Moines would be impressed by the pogo stick.
Well, but a really hilly city like San Francisco is going to get a bunch of pogo sticks for people to break their necks on.
Honestly, I'm going to invest in neck braces in San Francisco.
Exactly.
The pogo stick is hard.
Yes.
Go on a pogo stick. Tell me you can jump up for more than 10 times. How the hell are you going to take it across town?
So pogo stick, rentable pogo sticks.
Oh, my God.
Fantastic business investment. Go ahead, look up kangaroo in the stock market.
It better not be one of these, because it's Sweden, right? Mm. It better not be one of these put together pogo sticks like their dopey IKEA furniture.
No, I don't.
I'll break my neck in my driveway.
No, I just hope your health insurance is up to date.
It is not, by the way.
How hilarious is that? Well, the No Sweat News ends there. We'll get three more stories tomorrow as we head towards Friday's No Sweat News quiz for Stone Temple Pilot Show and the big local Summer Slam with the Rat at the Stone Pony Summer Stage on September the 15th.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.